Okay, so here we are. Look, there she is, the beautiful Kashel Jean-Charles, no stranger to St. Lucia, of course. And we have just half an hour, a little, maybe even after, under that, because when we count in the sponsors' time, we have just a few minutes to really get into her world. But I'm sure we can do this. Let's say good morning. Kashel, good morning. What an honor it is.
Good morning, Marine.
That was long in the making. It's cold in your neck of the woods? Where are you? Are you in Anguilla?
I'm in Anguilla.
Okay, great. Okay, what's the weather like over there today?
Great, sunny.
Right.
Very clear. So
I don't know what's going on here. We're confused. It looking like it want a sun. It looking like it want a rain here. Just St. Lucia just confused today. And it tied me up straight. But it's all good. That was long in the making, Kashel. A woman like yourself, this is exactly what this program was designed to highlight. Persons like yourself who are regular, everyday ladies who are pushing forward, who have made things happen, made things possible. Many people probably see you from that standpoint, the point where everything looks glorious. But of course, nothing happens and we just wake up and everything becomes glorious. There has to have been a course that would have been charted with a lot of pain and a lot of trials that no one was seeing. On the way to that thing. Well, the thing for us is that we've seen you, though. Many of us have seen you from probably into your start, because when you just started here, well, you know you from Digicel days as an entry-level person, and then you pushed your way from there. That's where but we're going to get to all of that and more, because there has to be some really beautiful story aligned to that, and some very personal traits and decisions and discipline that would have channeled you to where you are today, because you are now, you CEO, you oversee some great and amazing groundbreaking projects over the past couple of years in your position in some of the places that you've been placed on the way up. And you know also, this is not where you didn't stop there. You now have your very own establishment as well. You've established your own company, and you know, a lot is going on. So let's now first start where this all, let's take it back. Kashel, what where most people wouldn't have known, or the little community people that now looks up and say, oh my, that little girl from the neighborhood, who would have thought, you know, or maybe something back then would have indicated, yes, that's what we expected. Take us back to your childhood. Where were you born and raised, and what was childhood like for you?
So, Marine, I just want to say thank you. I thank you for the kind words, and I just want to say good morning, St. Lucia. Good morning to the listeners. Good morning to my badass women on the call. I just want to say thank you. And of course, thank you to Radio Caribbean International, Tamara and the team. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my name is Kashel Jean-Charles, and I was born in St. Lucia, Cash mm-hmm. Trees, Grass Street.
Oh, so God, you're a Grass Street product, girl. You don't tell me that. Whoa, nice. Yes,
my Grass Street crew. And I know some of them are listening.
Yes.
So I was born in Grass Street, and when I was seven, my brother was born, and we moved into right. Entry Post. So, I was born into a family that really always wanted to see the example for success. My mom and my dad, my biggest cheerleaders, my aunts, from since I was a little girl, you know, I got opportunities for a lot of things. Mm. My dad was always based on principle.
Right.
And of course, again, my biggest cheerleader based on everything was principle. I went to the St. Joseph's Convent.
Right.
And I want to say that led to a lot of my discipline, a lot of my charisma, mm-hmm. A lot of who I am today. St. Joseph's Convent molded me to today. Mm-hmm. The things that I learned, the stuff that they taught us that we should know. We were put in there for life, life lessons. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of my St. Joseph's Convent who are listening, they would agree with me. So right. I did that. And at some point at 12, just before I went in, my mom asked me, you know, what do you want to be? I mean, I was still confused, of course. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to be the CEO for Nike.
Oh.
She's like, sure, breaking up very
the connection is a little bad, so we're losing you from time to time. We're losing your audio from time to time.
I was in swimming. I have a mic, a headset on.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's the connectivity, the service here. The service, it seems to be dropping off. It's not on your end or it's the service that is giving us that hiccup. So we missed basically most of what you said. We missed. You know what I'm going to do, Kush? I'm going to probably, because we need to have this conversation, what I would probably try to do is call you on the phone so we could definitely do this. Because I'm not, are you hearing me now? Or are you speaking? I'm not hearing.
I can hear you, Kelly. You kept going in and out.
Yeah, it keeps doing that. So let's try again. And if it becomes too much, we're definitely going to switch around. Right. So I want to ask you though, Kershel, coming from areas, you know, distressed areas, sort of like the you know, what people refer to as the ghettos, and mind you, a lot of these areas have bloomed persons like yourself who are strong-willed, who are able to push past what this surrounding would have defined. Basically, was it difficult? What defined? Because anything, you could have chosen any route. What made the difference? What made the difference in terms of you choosing to not remain in that environment, that sort of mindset? I'm talking about mindset, not environment in the physical, geographical form, but in mindset.
I mean, I was only seven, and but what I saw in the place we call ghetto, mm-hmm. Rash Street, was family, and it was loyalty. I mean,
before we move along, is that a misconception that you think that people, the outside world, fails to see?
Yes, I believe that, because a lot of people, the way their eyes, how they grew up, the way their eyes, the support that they did not get.
Right.
A lot of people don't have mentors, and sometimes you need mentors and you need strong people, especially the males.
Right.
They need strong men.
Right.
And that is why they end up getting into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, even though we had a lot of those men who were in people's minds undesirable, these were the same men would put me on their shoulders and take me for a walk when my mom was busy.
Oh.
So we call them the bad boys, but they were the guys who literally took me to school, you know, at Teacher Nika Preschool, you know, took my lunch bag and took me to school. So
wow.
I think there is a major misconception about places like Grass Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's very loyal. I mean, up to this day, they call me my nickname Tasha when I pass by,
right.
You know, on my way home to Entrepo. So definitely, I mean, I've seen so many other women and men come out of, you know, those areas and excel.
Yeah.
You know, I've been people in my school, people in my universities, you know, they've excelled. And we've seen the glory come from the
Yes. And that is important, that is really and truly an inspiration by itself, to see persons like yourself who has that, you have that insight as to the misconception that people have, but you have a different story coming from there. And you're able now, you think these other things could make a difference in terms of moving forward and how we elevate and how we raise up people from communities of that sort.
Yes, definitely. And She Speaks, I think it's a good platform for that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other platforms. Even me, I mentor a lot of women, mm-hmm. and it's women from all walks of life.
Right.
And I'm able to give my experiences. And once you can give experiences and you can open that opportunity and those doors, mm-hmm. for those, especially the women, they believe and they live.
Right.
And that's what I see. And that's what I'm very proud of, just being a mentor.
Right.
A lot of women and young women as well.
Okay, Kershel, let's take a word from our partners. And when we come back, we're going to walk through some of the journeys as a little girl born in the Grass Street area, have moved on to accomplish. And you know, I guess that in itself could be a real source of inspiration. Let's come up, we're going to go to that. And then, of course, we have to touch on where you are right now. I look like I had to jump online them days. Hello. Look like we're going to have to jump online because you know, have your new fashion clothing store. So we're going to talk all about that and more. A word from the Bank of St. Lucia, Court St. Lucia, and Dermalogics Clinic.
If you're ready to own your own home, then it's time for us to meet. At Bank of St. Lucia, we believe in you. We believe that life is sweet. A mortgage that fits your life with amenities that can't be beat. BOSL Home Sweet Home. Now that's where life is sweet. A wise retirement. EduStat 2. No other bank will give all that to you. Convenience banking. Bank anywhere. No other bank can compare. BOSL Home Sweet Home. An all-in-one package, nice and neat. BOSL Home Sweet Home. Yes! Life is sweet. I know I'm telling you.
When you're behind the wheel, stay alert. Driving safely should always be your top priority. Protect yourself and other road users by keeping your attention on the road. Stay alive. Avoid distractions like cell phones and maintain a safe distance from other vehicles. Only overtake when it is absolutely safe to do so. And remember to be on the lookout for motorcyclists. The life you save today may be yours. Alert today, alive tomorrow. This message is brought to you by AKT Motorcycles, available at Courts.
Problem skin should not be a problem. Melanopeel's medical-grade cosmeceutical and acne-ceutical skincare effectively clears discolorations, melasma, and acne. Visit us to learn more.
Clear skin is possible with Melanopeel.
Alright, so for those of you who are just finding the time to join us here, this is Radio Caribbean International, and of course this is She Speaks for yet another beautiful Tuesday, and we've got the awesome and amazing, quite inspiring, Kushel. Just a few minutes into chatting, and already I am totally inspired, and I'm sure a lot of other persons who are tuned in as well is very much inspired. But there's a lot more. So we took it from St. Joseph Convent. You got your groundedness and your buddedness from there, and you started to hone your own personality and what it is that you hope to accomplish, where you wanted to drive yourself, to lift yourself up, to become an example for the people where you came from, because you were now operating. By that time, I guess you already have a mindset that, hey, like you just mentioned, we had that conversation, a lot of misconception is aligned to the place that you came from. And I guess as a woman, you wanted to channel or challenge that philosophy as well. And one way to do it, if you stayed there, it wouldn't happen. You know, you would just be banded on with everything else. But a good way to do it is to elevate yourself, and then you can speak to your community, and then not just speak in words, but, you know, a perfect example that, hey, you're carrying around a misconception and you're destroying us more than you're actually elevating us, because there's room for elevation here. So that's where I really want to take the conversation right this morning, because I think this is more about that. I mean, we know you accomplished, and we want to just run through some of the things that you have gone on to do. From when you entry-leveled into Digicel, this is where most people would have gotten a taste or gotten to know, the rest of St. Lucia, rather, would have gotten an idea as to who you were as a person and started interacting with you along that level. And from there, something happened and you decided there was opportunities presented itself and you didn't pass them up at all. You pushed yourself on through. So from that entry level, walk us through your professional journey up to date.
Okay, so I did my bachelor's in marketing.
Right.
And then I did my master's. But of course, during my master's, I was at Digicel. So I started Digicel in 2003. Mm-hmm. When I came from my bachelor's,
right.
I started as a marketing exec. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting. I had a lot of energy, challenging, you know, proving myself, you know, enjoying this. And then I moved on, and I have worked in many Caribbean countries. So one of the biggest for me was when I moved to Tortola, mm-hmm. And to launch the mobile company in Tortola. And I was part of that team. And when I came back from Tortola, I was made the marketing manager at Digicel.
Right.
I
had before that, Kushel, I don't want to miss it. I want to get a nice fine tune as to where we're heading. During your time when you decided to do the marketing, was it a difficult time? Was it something you had to, financially, you had to pay for your own studies? Did you get any? What was it like? Because you had to have started. And I want to get that start. I want to get it in people's head how it's possible to make a full start, and then everything else to fall into place.
All right, no problem. So when I wanted to go to school, so I always wanted to, Cameron University came down with interviews, and I was like, you know, I told my parents I really want to go to school.
Right.
My dad, he was not into that because I was this little princess, and he was like, you're not ready. I was like, I am ready. And I had the papers and everything, and I said, you need to sign here because I need to get a loan. So I had to take a loan.
Right.
I didn't pay. I was not able. My parents didn't pay for school.
Right.
I definitely had to take a loan. And before I took the loan, I also went to apply for scholarships. I applied for every single scholarship I saw in the U.S. that was available for international students.
Right.
I woke up in the morning because they said sometimes when you apply early in the morning, you can get through before everybody else.
Wow.
So I did that. So I had a lot of long nights, even when I decided to apply to do my bachelor's degree. Wow. But I knew I was ready to go. My father was like, hell no. I was ready to go. I said, Daddy, you need to let me go.
Right.
You know, you need to let me go.
Right.
He signed that off, got my approval at the bank, and I left. I remember the year before I went to school, I was denied a visa. My entire family went to the U.S. I was denied a visa.
Oh.
But then that letter that I, at that time, everywhere challenged you. The university, the visa office, everywhere.
Right.
And I wrote a very inspiring, thought-provoking letter to the visa office, and I told them, I need you to send me to school. I can feel it in my gut that I need to go. And then I got through.
Oh, my God.
And I left.
That was a bold and brave move.
Yes, I've always tried to make bold moves. I've always tried to take major risks because I realized every time I took a risk, I got a key learning from it.
Right.
So that was what made me move forward. But I was always very grounded from, you know, from very young in everything I did.
Right.
So, That pushed me to make those bold moves. To be quite honest, I didn't want to do marketing. So a very a very funny part of it, I wanted to be a forensic scientist.
Oh.
When I got into Oklahoma, I wanted to be a forensic scientist. But guess what? I wasn't ready. I was still into Carnival. I wanted to
Oh, girl, you like your bacchanal. Is it deterrent from this? Right.
Bacchanal. And I was just... I asked that, what is the shortest degree that we could do so I could head back home? And they told me it was marketing. And at the time, we're just young and full of energy, full of life. And all you saw was life.
Mm-hmm.
And I did marketing. But guess what? I mean, it catapulted into so much
You
more,
didn't understand it then, you know? Because that's just the part that you had
I
to choose. Now, somebody looking in from the outside would have said, boy, oh, you're compromising your education because you want to jump Carnival. Basically, they would have looked at it so, not understanding that it was not even about that, you know? It was just propelling you into where you belong.
Yes,
absolutely.
And then that's what I would say, especially to people listening, go with your gut. And it's never too late to start.
Absolutely. Right. And then you moved on. You moved on. Listen, I tell you time already, you know, just now. Right. Then you moved on after you studied and you came back. You became CEO of something. You became, walk us through the different titles that you've, since then, since your studies and you came back and you started to push yourself on. Some of the different titles that you've been blessed, or the roles that you've been blessed to play along this corporate world.
So after marketing manager, that's where my St. Lucia stint ended because I moved to Anguilla.
Right.
And I moved to Anguilla for a few months to launch. They had a mobile business and I was supposed to help launch, integrate the cable business. So I became head of commercial, which was head of sales and marketing. So I started the marketing department, sales department, service department, many departments. That was when my career really started because I was able to launch a lot of different things in Anguilla. And a few years later, and that's where the story began. I mean, I had a son in 2015. That's when I had Pace. But then in 2017, I got offered the role for CEO for Digicel.
Yes.
And
I remember that.
At that time, 36 days later, so on August 1st, I got the role. 36 days later, there was the most devastating
hurricane
in Anguilla. Right. And Maureen, that was when my life started to turn in different directions.
Was it a scary period?
Digicel, because
Right. Was it a scary period?
It was very scary.
Because you're now, I mean, come on, that was quite a lot in a short space of time. You had to, you propelled into so many different roles and take on, and you were basically given so many different things to accomplish, you know, testing your ability to move forward. I mean, it's wanting to study, it's wanting to come back and have to do so many things as one individual that's going to affect a whole region chain. You understand? And there you are. You're now dealing with that. And then you probably was even scared at that point. Were you given the position of becoming CEO? Was it a sort of like a scary venture on your part at first?
On the day after the hurricane, I said, I am done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh,
every
God.
Single tower, we had almost 12,000 customers on the base. We lost every customer. Every tower fell. We had cable lines, fiber, every single electrical pole fell on the island. And I was 36 days into my role as CEO, and I said, I'm not going to do it. And I remember this one staff of mine, his name is Jesus. Jesus. And he said, Kashel, we have to do it. He stood outside my door and he said, we are going to get this done. And we marched over to Digicel. And after 8 days, we made the first call, which meant that we were able to put back the network up after 8 days. And after 6 months, we were able to start, 6 to 9 months, we were able to start the building of fiber.
Wow.
But the biggest part of this story is when I walked out of my home and I went into the supermarket, Chase was only 1.5.
Right.
There were no Pampers, no cereal, no baby food, no nothing on the shelf. And I said, there is no way I can do mommy and do
Take on that, you have this whole
digital and bring back the net.
Oh, gosh.
That's when I had to make the biggest life-changing decision of my life, where I had to send Chase back to St. Lucia to
my
mother.
Oh, my God. And I know
that was emotional. Gosh.
I know, because we watched that as well. Part of when we watched you growing up, we always saw your son by your side. That was a big deal for you. So we always saw that. No one had to question how much that meant to you. Wow. So you had to send him home.
And I sent him home. But of course, you know, it was to mommy. And
so that's a little.
The mother is the best person to take care of yourself. So it was relieving as well, but it was taking away a piece of my heart. But that made me work even harder.
Right, right.
And faster.
Right.
So he was out. So in his 6 years of life, I mean, a little before when he was born, he was also away from me.
Right.
So for about 2 years of his life, he lived in St. Lucia with my mother.
Right.
A lot of people don't know it because every year I do a photo shoot with Chase and I make sure I try to get it done wherever he is.
Right.
I promised him. We promised him that. Dad and I promised that he'd have a photo
shoot. It was one of the bonding stuff.
Yes, it was. And Chase was born very small. He was born at 3 pounds because I also have high blood pressure. So in all of this, you know, I had to struggle with a little bit of health. I had a son who was born 3 pounds because of my health. You know, you have that little piece of your heart right here. And, you know, he has to go because you want to make sure you give him the best. Mm-hmm. You give him more than what you have.
Right, right. And somewhere, so, you know, society has found a way to make us feel guilty about that, too, as aspiring women, as, you know, so people who want to be professional women, they make us feel that we do it at the expense of our children. So, you know, probably battling with that whole societal sort of thing on you as well. Did that happen at some point?
Well, I was able to come to terms with it after one of my technicians told me, Kashel, do you remember your childhood? And I'm like, not really. He said, what do you remember? I said, I could remember going out with my friends on one of my birthdays. And he said, how old were you, do you think? I would say like 6, maybe 5, 6. So he said, Chase will never remember that you left him, you know. So don't worry about it. What you need to do is give him that future that you want for him.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I felt a little better because he was right. I don't think Chase remembered the fact that mommy left him for 2 years.
Yes.
You know,
it was only 2 years. It was only 2 years. And you know what? Another way you could actually look at it, some people, you were actually still there. You know, so within that 2 years, I think it still had communication. He had a means of being able to still, some people have lost their parents like permanently. So it still was something. So right. I am happy that you were able to come to terms with it. And I'm sure he loved you just as much, you know, regardless you having to do what you had to do. Right. So that then you did that. You had to get this network back up and you did that. You did that. When you finally made progress in that light, what was it like? What did it feel like? What personal transition and what gratification personally came to you? Because with all of the things that was going to your head when it just started, and then you seeing that, okay, I actually proved it. I could do it. It could have been done. And here I am, and I didn't fold.
Correct. So after, I mean, once our networks were back up and we were stable, mm-hmm. then I realized I would have done everything at Digicel. I realized that I went from a young lady an adult at Digicel, and I took all of those experience with it. So of course at that time the years ticked by, and so, you know, it wasn't slow, it was very quick. It felt mm-hmm. like 50 years at Digicel, but it was right. only 15,
right?
And I realized I had done too much, and I was ready to move on. I started thinking, you know, what's next? I looked for opportunities in Digicel. At the time they didn't have any, and then I decided, okay, Kashel, you have been seeing entrepreneurs, you have been seeing yes. St. Lucian entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, men entrepreneurs. And you've been seeing that all over, all around the globe. And I have been speaking to all my friends, et cetera, my mentors. And I said, okay, you're going to start a business.
Yes.
But what is the business? I couldn't figure it out. My passion was marketing.
Right.
My passion was inspiring women.
Mm-hmm.
But then what do I do?
Right.
So I always loved clothing.
You're a fashionista, girl. Yes, you are a fashionista.
Definitely a fashionista. I shopped a lot. But then I didn't see it really as the passion that I wanted to undertake.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do two businesses. So I did resign from Digicel mm-hmm. in December of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to move to be an entrepreneur. And of course, that's when the next journey started.
Right.
So, you know, I was at a high. I was very high level. I was like, let's do this. So I started the clothing business called Modus Operandi.
That's
and,
right.
and you did mention the online.
Yes.
Modus Operandi is coming to St. Lucia online. Ooh. And we'll be doing deliveries
awesome.
Across the country.
Awesome.
So I wanted to mention that on the call because I get a lot of ladies calling.
Yes, because we then don't feel it. We see in Fian coming outfitted for things and we hear and we say, but where we wow, how I go jump on a stage in a Modus Operandi? You know, yeah, you know that kind of vibe. So that's good. That's good news.
She came through.
Yes.
She came through and she enjoyed the store.
Wonderful.
And the store is pretty much a style for every story. And the brand came out of my character.
Right.
Because what I wanted is every woman to stand unique.
That's
every
right.
woman, every body size, every body shape.
Yes.
Every personality mm-hmm. to stand unique
Absolutely.
In the outfit that you wear from Modus. So that's what the brand represents.
That's beautiful.
A style for every story. And then I started, I launched my group of companies,
Desktop,
which was
yes.
both a fintech,
mm-hmm.
a fintech, and a marketing and project consultancy. So fintech wow. is from a solutions perspective,
right.
digital solutions.
Right.
I worked with a team where we delivered several solutions like advanced access. So we are a competitor to Eventbrite, which is a ticketing app. Which
yes.
is also a bar.
Yes, we know. Just We've purchased tickets from them already. Yes.
Sometime.
Ooh.
So I have to big up Just for Fun because they believed in us and they used it.
Yes.
That was just before COVID, of course. It trumped everything.
Nice.
But we were able to use it with Just for Fun. We launched Punch Clock. Punch Clock is another timesheet that could be used with the construction industries, etc.
Wow.
So we've launched a few apps that mm-hmm. we were able to market and more so market in Anguilla.
Right.
And then, of course, I launched my marketing consultancy. It didn't take off because, again, of COVID. But I got a few customers.
Right.
And then I decided to go into project consultancy.
Okay. So, is it marketing consultancy and the project consultancy? Are they still very much alive and thriving? Or,
yes,
or you dropped
are.
One? Okay.
They're very much alive. We do websites.
Mm-hmm.
We launch brand identities for customers. We worked with many different companies already.
Right.
And then as a project consultant, mm-hmm. we're able to help customers start up as well.
Startup businesses? Start-up.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, that is amazing stuff. Kushal, that's quite a lot. That is a lot. But I think you very well, with your experience over the years, I think that is exactly what he was preparing you for. What is we have to wrap up, but what is your vision for these new companies? What you are now in Anguilla, but I'm sure you're St. Lucia, and you'd want to extend these things beyond just the shores of Anguilla. You would like to know that you could service your own island as well, and maybe the rest of the region, the rest of the world. Why not? Talk about your vision for the entities.
And for me, it's partnerships. When you partner, you could spread so wide. So I have already spoken to many entrepreneurs in St. Lucia, in St. Kitts, in St. Martin. And of course, there'd be a lot of synergies coming out. Mm-hmm. I have a little project mm-hmm. that with a few women, St. Lucian women, definitely, that we will be looking into. I mean, it's a few months out, mm-hmm. but I know they're listening, so I just wanted to put it out there so they keep that momentum going.
Right.
So definitely there are a few more projects coming on for me and, you know, women in St. Lucia and around the Caribbean. So, and for the businesses, definitely to go regional and then international.
Wonderful.
Modus, because of the idea of Modus is also for loyalty. It's also to uplift women. So it's not just clothing.
Yeah.
It's about the wholesome experience of a woman. Mm-hmm. So that definitely can move. It can take legs and move forward. It does not necessarily have to be clothes.
Yes.
And of course, for my project consultancy, I was able to land a project in Guyana, in one of the biggest, largest telecommunications in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with them now. I've been in Guyana for the past couple months, traveling back and forth. So right. that has been great. I've met a lot of people. The networking. I mean, my web has been very wide, and that's the other thing, mm-hmm. a very wide net. It's mm-hmm. global. So I just continue to be still. Just be still.
Right.
And that's
the Kushal's journey. And everybody's journey would not be Kushal's. But there's some general discipline and some approaches that, you know, would have probably helped you along your very own journey that I think that persons, whatever their journey is, might be something that they can apply to be successful or to move forward in whatever their journey is. So in wrapping, I would like you to just speak to that. You know, in general, people who are tuned in right now, listening, especially, you seem to have a passion for the elevation of women. You know, in terms of, you know, them taking on their journey, what are some of the life skills or characteristic skills or some of the discipline that you would encourage them to, you know, to undergo as a matter of propelling in their field, in their various field?
Right. So what I would say is, entrepreneurship, I know, is not for everyone.
Yeah.
Because it was very hard for me. So if you do go into entrepreneurship, go in with your head, your heart, and your hands. You have to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use your head, and you have to have passion. Mm-hmm. So that's the entrepreneurship side.
Mm-hmm.
Those persons who want to stay in corporate, government, in jobs, learn the entire business, understand the business.
Mm-hmm.
Do not try to be someone else in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Be authentic, and authenticity is what got me here.
Yeah.
I kept to be me. Mm-hmm. I was the Kushal who was a professional. I was the Kushal who was a carnivalista, right? Mm-hmm. I never changed.
Right.
I was the loyal being, loyal to everyone.
Yes.
Don't try to be cookie cutter. Embrace who you are as a person, right? Women, now we are running the world. We are running things. And I want the women listening, continue to take risks. I'm a leap, then look woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be, but taking risks is also good.
Yeah.
Going with your gut is also great.
Mm-hmm.
Being empathetic, being passionate
right.
is what you should see. If it's something that you've always been passionate about, leap for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one biggest thing now, we women have been afraid, right, to sit at tables. If you are not invited, pull a chair. Make sure you are dressed. Make sure you look good. Make sure your hair is combed and you smell good. Sit at that table, cross your legs. And if it's a conversation piece that is passionate to you, start the conversation. Somebody will listen.
Oh,
and that is one of the things I want to leave with the listeners on this call today.
Absolutely.
Pull that chair.
That's right. Don't always wait to be invited. Pull the chair. I like that. I really like that. This is deep. I like this. I really do like this. I like this. That's a beautiful approach. And I think too many times we sit back and we wait for a spot to be offered to us. And when we know, we can, you never know. I like that. I really like that. And that's a beautiful note to end on as well.
I was on a leadership chat, a women in leadership chat.
Uh-huh.
And we invited men to give feedback to women in leadership.
Right.
And one of the things the men said is we shy away from big things.
Right.
If you're sitting in an interview, you're interviewed for an accountant and they ask you to build a rocket ship. The women usually, they have to think about it. They're emotional. They have to put the intuitiveness.
Yes.
They have to do the what ifs. A man would sit into that room and say, yes, I can build the rocket ship.
Right.
He doesn't know how,
he doesn't know how to do it, but he will say yes. Yes.
So women, let's grow some balls and say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And then we go out. The next 24 hours is going to be very critical. You need to go find out how you're going to build that rocket ship.
That's right.
Get some experts, get some mentors, get some friends, and they'll help you build that rocket ship. Mm-hmm. But in that room, you say yes.
Absolutely.
And that is what I believe, and that's what I have grown with.
Absolutely.
Throughout my life.
And you know, I think this can be aligned to some form of spirituality as well. A lot of the times we limit ourselves because we're saying, well, we are not equipped. But you have to remember that sometimes God don't call the equipped. He equipped who he calls. And sometimes at that point is him calling you. So you feeling not equipped it shouldn't be something that hinders you. If he calls you and he puts somebody to give you a task, then probably he will equip you for it. Wonderful. Kushal, you were amazing. We got to wrap up. We got to leave. We already have 12 minutes into a sponsored time. You would understand that. So we'll have to give them back their 12 minutes. But I would not have cut that conversation for anything else because, I mean, this was beautiful. This was inspiring. And I'm sure our sponsors, our sponsored program would not mind as well that we were able to get, you know, that final encouragement from you. Thank you again so much. We wish you all the best. And we look forward to modus operandi. I personally, because you know us girls, we like our fashion. We like our thing. And I've been looking in and I see some nice ones as well. So we look forward to the introductory to that store here from a daughter of the soil. And you know, in final, speak to the people where you're from, your people that are misunderstood on so many. Give them some encouragement because trust me, every angle they look, people are just looking at them in some different. So you as a product of the soil, give them, let them know you see them and you know differently from what the world is seeing. And as you're at your levels, you're able to change and chart different course. So ask them to not give up hope.
Of course. So thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And of course, to those listening from the Austin Lucia program, I just want to say we have had a great time and I love mentoring these ladies. We have an Austin Lucia program. So big up to Michelle and the team. I just want to say from, you know, the ladies and the boys, the boys from, we call them the ghettos. You know, you have that opportunity. Just step out, guys. Step out and ask for help. Step out and get a mentor. Men, the young men, the men my age, you know, use that as big brother, big sister.
Yes.
Big brother, big sister programs. You can go in, of course, into those areas and get a guy to mentor, get a young man to mentor. I think mentorship works and in our state, all of our stages of life, we need different mentors for different things. And I've grown with many.
Yes.
So as Maureen said, I am watching and I have seen a lot of progress, especially throughout the COVID situation. A lot of young entrepreneurs have come forward, great ideas, but they just need to be watered.
Absolutely.
And if you as a corporate in society, you see areas to be able to be watered, spread and help them.
Absolutely.
I can't do it.
You can't
alone.
Do it all.
We
That's
have
right.
Ever.
That's true. Thank you again, Kushal. Enjoy the rest
Thank
of your week.
Yeah.
And all the best for the season now.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So there you have it, guys. Kushal Jachals. And of course, she was our amazing guest on She Speaks for today. And it was an honor to have her. Bye, darling. Enjoy the rest. Okay, we wrap up right now. We take a word from the sponsors, the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, Court St. Lucia and Dermalogics. And then when we come back, we step right into a half hour with the compliments of Jano Credit Union. We'll be back.